We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
DeMar DeRozan from Toronto has shot 1,545 shots this season. 1,545. He's second in the NBA. To Russ.
1,500.
Who shot 1,931.
He's 300
shot
more.
Almost 400 more. Almost 400 more shots, and you're going to buy that late in the game against Phoenix? Wide open. Well, I was cold. What do you want me to do? But all we ever hear about is how you don't have good teammates. That's why you're not winning. You wanted to chase the triple-double. No doubt he is the most entertaining player in the NBA this year. No doubt about that. Russell Westbrook is the most entertaining player in the NBA. He's not the most valuable at all. I don't even know if he's top three. 400 more shots than DeRozan, and late Friday night against Phoenix, in Phoenix down 20 to a loser Suns team that should be tanking, and is tanking, they went out of their way. They're not even playing hoops against you anymore. They were just trying to prevent your triple-double, so they intentionally left you open so they could guard against the assist. And instead of taking wide-open shots, which you have no problem doing all year long, you suddenly decide late in the fourth you don't want wide-open looks. You want to get your teammates involved. Teammates, everyone who's clamoring for you to win the MVP keeps saying, stink. I'm sorry, I don't buy that. Extremely entertaining, but we're focusing on the wrong thing here. Everyone keeps highlighting, well, you know, the triple-double. He's done something the Big O didn't do. The Big O finished third in MVP voting that year. Wilt finished second. Wilt averaged 50 and 20. And finish second in the NBA voting. We keep pointing the triple-double. It doesn't mean that much anymore. 5 years ago, there were a grand total. 5 years ago, there were a grand total of 18 triple-doubles in the NBA. The entire NBA 5 years ago had 18 triple-doubles. Rajon Rondo led the league with six. This year, there's been more than 110 triple-doubles. Why does it matter? Why does that stat matter? If it's so much easier to accomplish, why does that get you an MVP award over wins, the one thing that matters more than anything else?
Well, if wins really was the thing that mattered the most, then the MVP would come from the Golden State Warriors because they're the team with the most wins. But they don't have an MVP candidate. And you go to San Antonio, second in the league in wins, it'd be Kawhi Leonard then who got the MVP. But he's not garnering any buzz for the MVP. He'll probably be fourth, third or fourth with Isaiah Thomas maybe being in the mix as well. So this year is an anomaly. It's completely different. And Russell Westbrook did something that only one other player has ever done. And even though the triple-double is watered down now, Joe, you rolled it out. There's almost 10 times more triple-doubles in just 5 years' time. But what he did night in and night out for, by the way, a winning team. It's not like they won 30 games. This is a 46-win team, a team that's going to the postseason. It was a special campaign.
Right. My problem is, however, you're going to rely on this stat, this watered-down stat that doesn't mean anymore, to do something the NBA hasn't done all millennium. In fact, I don't think they've done it for close to 40 years, giving the MVP to someone who didn't finish in the top four in their conference. This entire millennium, it's only gone to those teams. 16 MVPs this millennium, 12 finished number one in their conference. The other four finished second or third. So now you're going to take a guy who's finishing, what, sixth? And you're going to say, well, he's doing something that no one ever did before. What? Racking up a bunch of stats that don't matter as much. How much did Sosa's 60 home run seasons mean when McGuire was hitting more? How much did that matter? 60 home runs used to be epic. Then it got watered down. Sosa did it like 3 years in a row. It didn't even matter. He wasn't winning MVPs. Now, if you compared him against Gehrig's era or DiMaggio's era, that 60 home runs is insane. But in his era, it didn't mean anything because it was watered down. He wasn't winning MVPs. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to buck history. You know what? This year, wins aren't going to matter because Russell Westbrook is rolling up a statistic that, while watered down and doesn't mean anything close to what it meant back in the Big O's day, it's rare, so we're going to give him an MVP award. I have trouble getting behind that. You're not winning games. You lost to Phoenix by 21 on Friday night. Phoenix isn't even trying to win.
But the wins, the teams that are winning the most games, namely Golden State and San Antonio, you can take everybody out of the East because first place in the East has fewer wins than Houston. Houston, the third winningest team in the NBA, but the top two are both largely ensembles of superstars. So even though Kawhi Leonard's been great, he's not the MVP. KD missing almost a quarter of the season, you can't give him the MVP. Steph and Klay, you can't do it, so you start moving down the list, and you get to James Harden or Russell Westbrook, and because Russ has had such a massive year for a team that's won, I think that's the reason he gets the MVP.
From the 510, most valuable player, not best record. His team is 33-9 when he gets one. Thanks, Dibs, you made my point. 33-9 when he gets one. Yeah, they're big numbers. What's the Warriors' record when Steph drops 40? You're winning when he gets a triple-double because they're big numbers, 33-9. Where is he when he doesn't get his triple-doubles? Where's the team? Like it, he
13-25 is the
question,
answer.
Without question, then why was he passing to those bums on Friday night?
Because he was cold,
because
Joe.
He was cold, right. 400 more shots. Without question, the most entertaining player in the NBA. Without question, the most entertaining, not the most valuable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.